This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel's ultra-Orthodox Jews have further protested enlistment into the army as a ceasefire deal has not yet been agreed upon, and tensions continue to rise in the region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews demonstrate outside the Israeli military enlistment office in Jerusalem, blocking streets and preventing people who'd received summons from the army from presenting themselves for enlistment. One of the protesters, Shimon Sufer, tells the AP, "We don't want to go to the army," adding that the ultra-Orthodox prefer to die than to join up. Approximately 3,000 ultra-Orthodox have received summons in recent weeks after Israel's Supreme Court unanimously ordered the government to begin drafting them into the army. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian authorities say Moscow came under one of the largest attacks yet by Ukrainian drones since the start of fighting in 2022, and that it destroyed 45 of them. The drone attacks come as Ukrainian forces are continuing to push into Russia's western Kursk region. In the past week, they have also struck three bridges, several airfields, and an oil depot in a sign they are not letting up on their attacks. More details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Ministry of Defense says Russia downed 45 Ukrainian drones overnight. Russian social media channels shared videos of drones apparently being destroyed by air defense systems, which then set off the car alarms. The attacks come as Ukrainian forces keep up a push into Russia's western Kursk region. The incursion has boosted morale in Ukraine, but also opened up another front in a fight where Ukrainian forces were already badly stretched. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.